Hey, you're finally awake. Oh, do you remember last night? You got so drunk, and after all those bets, you passed out. Oh, you don't remember that at all, do you? Then I suppose I could introduce myself again. I am the Grim Reaper Nella, and last night you told me you were a famous person of some sort, and you bet so much that you no longer even own the clothes on your back. What was it you said? You were a famous gambler. Well, I'm sorry, but not famous enough to save you from me. Now I own you, and to work off that debt, you'll be working in my little bar. What shall I be having you do? Serving drinks seems so coy, obsolete, passé. Everyone can make a drink, serve a beer, serve a... What do people eat these days? Those little microwave pizzas? Ah, you humans. So bad for your health, yet... so delicious. Not that I have to worry about that. Plus, you know, the more of you die, the more I have to collect. But back to your debt. I think I'll have you taking care of my other little ventures. I have a back room gambling hall, and I think if you're so hot at gambling, you should be able to train up the others, hire workers, and make sure no one's cheating. And make me a lot of money. And if you don't, then you can take care of the beast pits for me. I will make sure that you live a very long time and shovel lots and lots of animal waste from the deepest pits of the netherworld. But let's think on lighter points for now, shall we? We have 13 card draw, spirit roulette, angel eye, spinning daggers, and many other games that you will need to familiarize yourself with in the coming days, many of which are original creations of my own, all designed to rob people of not only their wealth and material possessions, but of their very innocence and life at times as well. Well, without the underworld that we come from existing anymore, and the undead no longer streaming in to play these games, and with the living now playing them, That has actually been an issue. So, your first task is take each one of these games, run through them, and make them a little bit more enticing to bring in customers. Because, my dear, no one wants to play a game when their life is 50-50 on the line, apparently. You have a game in this world, Russian something. It does not seem to be entirely popular up here, though. I admit, I am a big fan of it. However, though I tried to introduce it here, and it has far better odds of survival, it has not caught on. I do not understand why. Perhaps you can figure out how to bring in more customers. Oh, repeat customers. Don't rely on them one time, but come in over and over. Addiction. Yes, we had this addiction thing down there, but when someone would die, they would just come back anyway. Because when you die in the underworld, where are you going to go? The underworld? But here, with mortals, yes, I think I see. Yes, I think you may work out wonderfully. And that means that first game I mentioned, 13 card draw, the point of not going over 21, that would nearly be impossible. Oh. You limited to 2 cards initially, and then... Oh, that is interesting. So, they actually have a chance of winning. So how does... Oh, you play against the house. Down there, we would play against each other. But hardly anyone wins. Fascinating. You are quite enlightening, human. I do believe this is going to be a profitable endeavor. So, if you really are a famous and skilled gambler, I will entrust the entire operation to you. In 1 week time, I will expect... our operating costs are currently quite in the red. But I will go easy on you, since it's your first time. And you will only need to make me $500,000. Oh, don't look so worried. I believe in you. I have complete faith in you. And that's coming from your Grim Reaper. Don't fail me. Or where am I going to send you? To the beast pits to shovel waste?